How are we able to understand the obligation to destroy Amalek, knowing that this includes infants that have not had a chance to express their Bechira yet? What did they do to deserve death? The answer to this is very difficult, and the only answer really is that we believe that God, who gave these people life, who knows what their root of their existence is, has determined that Amalek have reached such a low level of depravity that this is passed on to all generations, and therefore the same God that gave them their souls can command us to take it away. And there's really no other answer, no other explanation, except that that's the will of God. Others that claim that they also have been told by God to destroy or to have ethnic cleansing or to commit genocide, the only difference between us and them is that, in fact, God told us to do this. And, in fact, God did not tell the other ones to do what they claim God told them to do. There is really no other answer, and the God who has the power over life and death, the one who gives life, has the right to take it and to command others to take the life of others also.